Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck, and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. This week, we're in the Adriatic port of Trieste, where Monocle's Alexei Korolev has been to visit a brutalist building with a very troubled history.
I'm on the outskirts of Trieste, on a hillside, in an area called Rozzol Melara. Below me is a labyrinth of winding streets lined with private villas, and in front of me is an absolute monster of a building. It's known as Il Quadrilatero, or the Quadrilateral.
Hi. Hello, very nice to meet you. Hello.
So, take a breath.
Yeah, it was quite a climb. True to its name, it consists of two giant L-shaped blocks that form a square. They are connected by overhead pathways and a courtyard in the middle.
He says that second bridge is under maintenance because for many years this place was totally abandoned. So now they finally decided to give some money to restore it.
L'intervento è cominciato nel 1968.
Quando?
68.
The intervention began in 1968, so it's 50 years ago.
Questo è anche significativo, no?
This is Luciano Celli, one of three architects behind the project. Translating and occasionally giving his own opinion is architectural photographer Marco Covi.
Alla base di tutto c'è stata in quegli anni una legge emessa dallo Stato per costruire degli edifici popolari.
This belongs to a law from the state in order to give some people new houses after the Second World War.
Yeah.
So they tried to give a huge amount of money in order to develop a new way of dwelling, which was not based on single houses where people doesn't communicate between them, but giving them the place to relate, living straight one by one.
This was happening at a time when Italy was beginning to feel the consequences of the post-war baby boom and desperately needed new housing. Luciano Celli's team used the opportunity to create something entirely new for Trieste, a social housing project inspired by several historical examples.
Yeah, Vigevano is a small city in Lombardia, which has this beautiful square, which has a regular shape, like a cloister inside the city, where all the urban texture opens, giving people the opportunity to meet. You probably know well the homes in Vienna, like Karl Marx Hof, those experiences of socialist architecture. Mm. And this was the last reference they find out.
So, like the Karl Marx Hof in Vienna, it was supposed to be a city within a city?
Yeah, something like that, yeah. A sort of city.
Self-sufficient.
Somehow, yes. This was probably the model, yeah. Cioè, lui dice come il Karl Marx, una specie di città dentro la città.
Sì, sì, esatto. Esatto. Il problema è stato che l'impresa che sta terminando i lavori è fallita. Quindi molte cose non sono state realizzate.
From the beginning something went wrong and some things designed were not realized. The second problem was that social housing department had some graduatorie
grades
for people to be assigned to an apartment, and this created several problems with a kind of
ghetto.
Yeah, a sort of ghetto, yeah. Young people, bands, destroying everything. Then people living here tried to appropriate the place, trying to make surveillance, because they tried to feel it as their place. This somehow make things go better, but, you know, the mark was already given. Mm.
So now, this building, it doesn't have the bad image that it used to have.
I guess that the general feeling is that this is not a so dangerous place anymore as it was years ago.
La parte c'è il supermercato, la chiesa, il posto di polizia.
From here you can see that church, and then there's a supermarket, the police department.
Many people.
Yeah, that's life.
Yeah,
but why did you choose brutalism as a genre, as a form?
Perché avete scelto questo linguaggio brutalista?
Era il periodo del brutalismo lì.
Brutalism choice, it says, that it belongs to that era, which was a period switching to brutalism, to postmodernism. Somehow this became natural to use this kind of language.
After all these years, does it still feel natural, this complex, to you? Or was it a mistake? Could it have been something else?
No, lo vivo come una cosa fatta in quel momento specifico. Io penso che sia.
This choice belonged to that period where there were some issues asking for some answers. And he says that this was the answer to that kind of issues in that kind of period, historical period.
Voglio dire tutta Europa, ma di parecchi.
Since its construction in 1982, the Quadrilateral has been plagued by problems, including youth crime and lack of maintenance. But at the same time, it's been a happy home for several generations. So when I ask Luciano Celli if the project has been both a success and a failure, he says, for Monocle in Trieste, I'm Alexei Korolev.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Alexei Korolev for today's episode. And remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Ajit Arc. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.